So, Mark, going into Judgment Night, I think your second favourite behind Liz. Six interesting runners, starting off with a puppy that nobody or most people don't know a great deal about, Table Toppers. What's the story with him?
The Table Toppers certainly looks interesting addition to the kennel and to the card tonight. He's a beautiful, big, strong blue dog, and we've got him from Damien and Brendan Matthews, who've been really good to our kennel over the last few years, with some great purchases, the likes of Antigua Sano and Antigua Sugar to name but a few. So they've always looked after us, and Damien fully recommended this pup to us at Mike and the MWD partnership, and we quickly snapped him up. We didn't realise it. He was actually in the toast of sales the next week, and I think there was he would have certainly been the star billing on those toast of sales. So we got a bright future with this puppy, I'm sure. Whether he's ready to come out and win in tonight's Judgment Night, we'll see, but he's a lovely pup, and hopefully he can get the night off to a good start.
Yeah, you've got Kutira in the sprint, would presumably, as I think most people's expectations, he's one of the best probably three or four sprinters in the country. You happy with track one?
He's desperate for track one. He's one of those sprinters that he's not about the first 5 or 10 yards. He's all about the pace of the bend. Needs a long run-up, so Hove suits. Fantastic matchup with obviously King Capaldi. Dropping down in trip, and we know he's probably even quicker than Quateria, in a solo trial line. But in a top six dog race, over the years, I've always fancied out and out sprinters beating sort of four bend specialists. And we'll see tonight. King Capaldi's obviously got early to die for over four bends, and it's a great race, but the fact that we're inside that runner, I think, hopefully just tips the scales in our favour.
In terms of the standard, again, you've got another track one, Ballymac John.
Yeah, I love the draw for Ballymac John. He's been off with a small injury, cut a pad in a race in a trial not so long ago, and he's just coming back, but we brought him back a little bit fresh for a race on pre-awards night, and he did really well. He beat Queen Joni that night, and it seems like he's the kind of dog that actually, off the back of a couple of trials and a few weeks off, should be ready to do himself justice. And track one is key. Again, it's a good race, but track one is massive for him, and he's obviously a dog that likes Hove as well. He's got a good record at Hove.
Yes, he won the season's puppy race there last year, didn't he?
He did, yes, and he's won some other races. He's perhaps not quite the dog that we thought he might be, say, this time last year, but he's still a very, very good dog, and he's certainly worth his place in the team tonight.
And I think, isn't he your... is he your betting selection?
I did put him there because I thought he'd actually be odds against, and I haven't seen the prices today, but I thought I could have easily put perhaps one or two of the other runners that are odds on, but I thought we'll find something that perhaps might make a bit more money for the charity.
Yeah. Now moving on to the 515. One of the big clashes of the night, King Memphis and Ewan Sid. I heard you winding Rab up that Ewan Sid was going to cut straight across Memphis as they came out the boxes when you were at the lunch. How close do you see that race being?
Yeah, it was just a bit of banter, to be honest with you. And King Memphis gave Ewan Sid, who's a very, very good dog. You don't win an eclipse if you're not a good dog anyway. But he gave him a running lesson last week. I think King Memphis is a worthy Derby favourite. He's the best dog in training in the UK. can it be all the Irish in a few weeks' time? I hope so. Just from the fact that I do really rate the dog. It's one of the best dogs I've ever seen. And we've got a tough ask being drawn outside it tonight. Lanuin Sid definitely is one of those dogs that takes the paint off the rails. So it's not a great draw in track three. Track one, Irons of Sydney, is a big, strong, sort of strapping, sort of sharp, thick-bend dog. We need to clear that because that could put us in a bit of trouble if we didn't clear that one. So there's two ways to look at the race. One, we've got to absolutely track in his best style, and maybe if King Memphis missed it, then he'd come straight across it, I think, and then give himself a chance like that. Or we've got the unenviable task of trying to turn second to it round the first two bends and then pick it up, which he's not done before. But if we don't win, I would say it's important for the night that he stays in the first two.
Yes, of course. Then probably your strongest runner of the night, I would guess, Garfinny Blaze, track four in the 6.95.
Yeah, we've not perhaps raced him as much as I like over the last couple of months because he's kind of a dog that needs a big galloping track like Hove, and I'm sort of been a bit loath to go anywhere else but sort of those type of tracks and everything, and he's waiting for competitions to come. He's unbeaten over six bends and he's unbeaten at Hove. He was the natural choice for the Joker. The draw's a bit trappy, and that short run to the bend is always a bit hairy scary, isn't it? But I think he's the fastest dog in the race, and he can come from behind. Or if he did lead up, he's 31, 60, 70 round Hove, and I just don't think there's another dog in that race that can do that. Yes, he needs a bit of luck in running, but to me, he's our Joker on the night. He's a fantastic dog, and I think he's going to be a dog that can win some more Category 1s for us over six bends this year.
Yeah. Last but not least, another fabulous race, Crafty Chavu and Queen Joni. I mean, I don't know if there's a better bitch in training than either of them. You've obviously got Kevin's Oaks winner as well. Fabulous race, is it not, the bitch's race?
Yeah, if King Memphis running isn't the best race on the card, then this must be a good race then, because that is a brilliant race, and this one is as well. Queen Joan is, four Category 1 wins. It was awesome last week. Yeah, just things didn't quite go for us last week. The going on the inside was a little bit tacky. She missed the break, Crafty Chavu, and just didn't really get going. It was a major disappointment. We need to bounce back today. She was favourite to win from last week, and it didn't happen. Hopefully tonight she can turn the tables and put it right. I wouldn't be confident of her doing that, but at the same time, two or three weeks ago, she got phenomenal 29.60 on her card, and anything near that would be great. We're hoping that it's not all reliant on that last race, but quite often in these big nights and these trainers' championships and judgment nights, It does boil down to the last race, so very interesting. And we wish all the connections and all the other trainers the best of luck on the night, and hopefully, win, lose or draw, it's an enjoyable night, and all the dogs come up safe and sound.